This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town. Africa Feature.
Well, as you just heard me say, South Africa has managed to clinch a massive victory at the African Union's AU summit in Ethiopia a week ago after Wamkele Mene was elected as the new Secretary General of the African Continental Free Trade Area. Mene, who has served as the country's chief negotiator at AFCA, bested Nigeria's preferred candidate, Cecilia Akindamide, and will be stationed in Accra in Ghana. Welcome back, Wamkele. Congrats on the election. And it's been almost a year since the African Union launched the African Continental Free Trade Area officially. Just how much progress has been made?
Well, thank you very much, Michael. Thank you for welcoming me back. Substantial progress has been made. Indeed, since also the last time you and I spoke, we now have 29 countries that have ratified the agreement. In other words, 29 countries that have accepted the legal obligations of the agreement and have thereby agreed that they will implement the agreement in its entirety. We have 54 countries that have signed the agreement. There is only one country that has not signed the agreement. And so I think tremendous progress has been made. Second, the agreement, the ministers and the heads of states have agreed that starting from the 1st of July 2020 this year, that is when preferential trading on the basis of the agreement shall commence. So I think we are well on track.
Now, the president did announce in the State of the Nation address last week that as a country, South Africa is going to be hosting an extraordinary AU summit in May this year to finalize the modalities of the free trade agreement before its implementation on the 1st of July. What is that summit going to entail?
Well, that summit of heads of states will receive reports from ministers of trade, reports about the progress made so far. Because as you know, every aspect of the negotiation has to be adopted and approved by heads of states. And so the ministers and the chief negotiators are actively engaged in trying to meet the deadlines for trading to happen on the 1st of July. So essentially, the heads of states will be presented with reports about the progress that has been made, the various customs procedures that have to be established, and of course the rules of origin criteria that has been agreed. All of that will be presented to heads of states for approval.
Very exciting times. Effectively, what we're doing is defining the rules of what is made in Africa, the lines of origin, as you say. And then how will the tariffs slowly be phased out or perhaps reduced to zero? Is that going to be a period of time that we see that implemented? What's the sort of roadmap for that over the next few years?
Well, the agreement separates the modalities separate the tariffs. We have tariffs that are to be reduced to zero over 5 years, and we have tariffs that are to be reduced 3%, what we call excluded products, and then we have also 7% sensitive products. The idea is that by year 15, so 15 years from now, 90% of trade in Africa must be zero rated, which is quite an ambitious objective, but it is possible, and it has happened in other negotiating contexts. So without going into too much technical details, the idea is that in 15 years' time, all of the 97% of traded products and goods shall be at 0% in order to further boost intra-Africa trade.
That is very exciting, but obviously between then come some pretty intense negotiations. What do you see as some of the challenges as far as the actual implementation is concerned? There are obviously going to be some countries who are going to be worried about the impact that this might have on the local industries if they're not as competitive as some other countries and are in different developmental stages, so to speak.
Precisely. I mean, there are those concerns, and when we were negotiating the agreement, we took those concerns into account. For example, if you have a small what we call an infant industry. We have a provision in the agreement for infant industry protection. We have a provision in the agreement for to prevent and avoid dumping of goods, to prevent and avoid the entry into our market of subsidized goods. So we have looked into all of these possible distortions in that could be caused in our markets by goods that are either subsidized or goods that are dumped. We have looked into all of that. We have also looked into, as you alluded to earlier, we've also looked into rules of origin. In other words, the goods that should enjoy the preferential treatment that enter into our market should be, that we trade amongst one another, should be goods that are actually produced in the AFCFTA area, in other words, in our market. There are very, very stringent rules of origin for value addition. You will not be able to take a shirt that enters into your market, put a button on it, and say it is made in South Africa or it is made in Mali. No, you will have to meet very, very stringent criteria to prove that that shirt has indeed been made in the AFCFTA area. The number one objective is to create jobs, and the number two objective is to prevent job losses. Mm. And so to the extent that these rules of origin assist us to prevent rules of origin, to prevent transshipment of goods, we will enforce them very, very, very vigorously. And it will be my job to ensure that those rules of origin are enforced very, very vigorously, as I say, to prevent job losses.
Womkele, that is going to be a major undertaking to ensure that sort of coordination amongst the various customs and border posts operations all over a very large area that is the African continent. How confident are you that you're going to be able to ensure that there's enough coordination, enough sophistication throughout the entire system, which will only be as strong as its weakest link?
Absolutely. In my vision statement to the heads of states that elected me, I set out that my priority is improving and enhancing the capacity of customs authorities across Africa. And so we have to go on a long and a sustained capacity development initiative so that our customs authorities can prevent fraudulent invoicing, can be able to apply the rules of origin. So you are absolutely right. It's going to be a significant effort, but we've got to do it. We don't have a choice. You cannot have a free trade agreement that that is open to what we call leakage. So we are going to embark on a very, very intensive capacity development. I am going to call customs authorities to Ghana in the next 3 months to start this very intensive capacity development and strengthening of our customs authorities across the continent. Yes, it's going to take a very, very long time. Yes, it may take 5 to 10 years, but we've got to do it. We have to do it because we will be depending on these customs authorities to prevent job losses.
Well, Womkele, it's that kind of attitude that no doubt saw you elected as the new Secretary General of the African Continental Free Trade Area. Fantastic chatting to you, getting your insights again into this project that has gone far beyond just the political rhetoric that many cynically thought it was. And we're seeing now finally execution and delivery timelines. And we wish you everything of the best in undertaking that daunting task, but certainly with that attitude, we are in good hands. Thank you for your time.